today we're going to learn Python. How fun is that? Joining me right now, and I actually really wanted to get Craig on, is Craig Richardson. He's the author of Learn to Program with Minecraft. Transform your world with the power of Python. Craig, thanks for joining us today on Triangulation.
Hey, thanks for having us on.
I leapt on this book as soon as I saw it. I'm a big fan of your publisher, the No Starch Press, and I bought it immediately because I love the idea. First of all, I love Minecraft, but more importantly, so do kids. Python is a superb beginner language, learning language, for a number of reasons, which we'll get to. But also, the idea of combining the two, woo-woo, how exciting. If you have a Raspberry Pi, this is something you can just do right out of the box, right?
Yep. Comes Python, the API for Minecraft, comes pre-installed on all Raspberry Pis at the minute.
And Microsoft very kindly has allowed them to also install a special version of Minecraft on your Raspberry Pi. So you boot up into Raspbian, and you already got a Minecraft server you can run locally or online. I feel like parents, watch this show closely, because if you have a kid anywhere from maybe 10 to 15, and of course, they already know Minecraft. They may play it obsessively, and they're probably begging you, please, can I have a computer in my room? Here's what you do. You go out, you buy a $35 Raspberry Pi. You take an old mouse and keyboard, some old TV lying around, as long as it has an HDMI interface, and you say, sure, kid, here. You put that in the room, you get them playing Minecraft, and then this book shows up somewhere. You know, the Easter Bunny hides it under a pillow or something. And they go, oh, what's this? And pretty soon you got a young Bill Gates in your house. So, Craig, tell me a little bit about your background. Are you an educator? Is that where you came from?
Well, actually, I'm a software developer at the minute. A few years back, I was a computing teacher working in East London. So I taught computer kids back then. Since then, I've run workshops to teach programming to several hundred people. I've also briefly worked for the Raspberry Pi Foundation. And, of course, most recently, I've released the book Learn to Program with Minecraft.
It's just a wonderful book. Lots of colorful illustrations. And the reason I like it, I feel like both kids, my Python and Minecraft should be in kids' vocabulary, right? I mean, tell me why Python.
So Python, going back a bit, I learned Java at university.
I'm so sorry.
And
yes.
I really like the Java language.
Well, the truth is, Java is often taught. In fact, you know, in our local high school, as I fought it, they introduced a programming class and they taught Java.
Yeah.
And the reason is it's very, very widely used professionally.
Yeah, definitely. It's just very difficult for people, when it's their first programming language, to pick up what's going on. It requires you to ignore a lot of what's happening. For example, if you start, you've got to ignore that it's an object-oriented language because it's quite complex to explain that to a complete beginner who doesn't even necessarily understand what variables are. So jumping to Python, it's a very easy language to teach because you only really need to know what you're using in that particular point in time.
Right.
So with, for example, I think the first Python programming in the book is about 5 or 6 lines long, and that does quite a lot. It will teleport the player in the Minecraft world to a totally different position. So Python is very easy to pick up because it's so simple, and it's also very expressive.
It has, like Java, the advantage of being available on all platforms, completely free to install. Unlike Python, it comes with an IDE, and programmers will recognize that term, an editor and an interface for programming. But one of the virtues of Python is it has a REPL, a real-time interpreter, that allows you to enter a line of Python, hit return, and see what it does. This is one of the reasons I think so many people in my generation started programming with BASIC. Same things. You know, it came with most computers. You could type in a line, see what it did. You could write a program on the screen and run it, and, you know, 10, print hello, go to 10, and immediately get a result. But how much better if you could tie it into something that kids are already in love with, which is, for many kids, my kid for sure. Minecraft, all my kids, frankly, yeah. for sure, Minecraft. And then they can, instead of just go to 10, print hello, do something interesting in a world. Right?
Yeah, so just...
I'm sorry, I went on a monologue. I apologize. I paused now.
So, for example, just diving in on that. For example, I've done presentations where I've done live programming in front of audience of children. And using the Python command line, you can just type a few lines of code and it'll just appear there on the screen. And you can interact with the program as you're writing it. It's really cool. Like, a lot of the kids, you do a tiny bit of programming and they're originally like, oh, I'm not quite sure what's going on here. And then it reaches a point where the faces just light up and they're like, what can I do with this? It's kind of their imagination starts going and they go, they kind of start seeing how easy it is to pick up and the power of actually mastering it once you've got that, what you can actually do with it. So it's really good for sparking their imaginations.